Hello and welcome to Mind Garden Stress Less Podcast, the podcast that teaches you how to stress less and grow more. I'm your host, Dr. Chris Collins, and I want to give you some affirmation for showing up today. Good on you for giving yourself the best chance to stress less today. I love this podcast because it's quick, it's quirky, it's always quietly bringing you back to acceptance of yourself. Remember, no matter your thoughts, your actions, your fears, your wins, at the end of the day, just being you is enough. Hello and welcome back. It's a brand new week. I'm super excited about this week because I get to see some of my clients, and I'm missing my clients right now because last week we took a week off and focused in on what changes we'd be making in the office, because obviously at this time right now there's a lot changing with the world, and so we have to change too. We've been cleaning more, we've been seeing one person at a time, and so that means I get to spend a little bit of extra time with people, but it does mean that we need to be extremely cautious and only see people when necessary. But it is important that we stay open, and here's why. Because chiropractors are part of the primary care infrastructure of our healthcare infrastructure. And it's important that, especially in this time, we have our primary care docs that are MDs focused on the conditions which are true emergencies, coronavirus, and things like that. So this is a really good time if somebody has a neuromusculoskeletal complaint. They should reach out to a chiropractor and see if they can get that resolved. And I'm happy to talk with them if you want to send somebody my way and you're local in the area. Even if you're not local in the area and you have questions, I can probably get a referral for you. Just thought I'd give you guys a little plug and some context, because this week we are jumping into focus. And it's been really important for me to focus what position I'm coming from in practice. This is a totally new environment, and so I've had to have a lot of laser focus on how I'm delivering resources and support for my community, including my clients. And if I'm not focused, if I'm not really on, then I'm not fulfilling what purpose I feel called to. I know a lot of you, focus comes in different levels for you. It might be something really purpose-driven, like I'm talking about in my work. Or it may be something just simple, like I want to focus on being able to read more. And it's hard to stay focused. It's hard to stay true to that goal that you set out to. So we're going to talk this month about focus. And what I want to start with is a simple conversation. A conversation that my mentor was having with E.T. And no, I don't mean the alien. I mean Eric Thomas. He's the top, or one of the top, I think he may be the top motivational speaker in the world. And I got to hear a conversation he and my mentor were having on a live Facebook call last week. And my mentor was asking him what life was like during the quarantine for him and what he was doing because he didn't have to do anything. So he said, you don't really have to do anything. How are you using this time? And E.T. kind of stopped for a moment and he said, I see what you're saying. Like, I don't have to do anything from a financial standpoint, but I do have to do the work that I'm doing. E.T. is a big mindset guy, and he's a motivational speaker who inspires tons of people. And you've got to think, man, some of those guys, they're kind of cheesy. I don't know that I always can jive with some of that energy that they put off, because it feels a bit fake sometimes. And I know some of you listening have felt this before when somebody gets up and they're just putting on a show, right? But this guy, E.T., this guy is at his home. We're listening to this interview and conversation with him. And he says, no, I have to do this because success to me isn't driven by my financial state. It's driven by whether or not my purpose is fulfilled. And that shook me. I was like, whoa, that is what I've been needing to hear for so long, because it is a tough battle. Being a business owner, you're trying to watch numbers, you're trying to grow, and you're trying to grow yourself and get yourself out of your comfort zone. But deep, deep down, I'm empathetic. I'm wanting to serve. I'm wanting to try to be the best version of myself or my clients or my community. And it feels sometimes like guilty, I'm just being transparent here, when I want to do well financially or want to do well from a business standpoint. Now, I know I have a responsibility to be successful, because the more successful I am, let's say financially, then the more I can help others. So that's something that I can get on board with. I get that. But it's easy to get confused there. So you see where now my focus is divided. If I'm trying to figure out, okay, I've got one focus means I need to be financially responsible so that, or financially successful so that I can then help these people, and that's going to drive my purpose. But behind all of that is this one driving statement that is, what am I on this earth to do? What am I trying to do with my gifts? Now, we're digging into some deep ground here, so I want to reel it back a little bit, and let's talk about how this conversation applies to our everyday lives. This week and the past couple of weeks, you may have been sitting at home and thinking, man, I've got more time than I know what to do with right now, and I really wish I would use it wisely. But it ain't the easiest thing to stay motivated when you're sitting at home in your pajamas. So I know there are a lot of tips we can get into with talking about focus, but simply I want you to start here with just the awareness that deep down you have motivations, standards, dreams, visions that you're wanting to complete, and ways that you're wanting to express your gift in this world. And it may not be for the sake of others, but it may mean something to you. And I think tapping into that in this time is super important. Just get really focused on what you are good at, what your superpowers are. And if you're not familiar with them, then what better time than now to start discovering them? There's like tests out there, there's personality tests, the Enneagram, all that kind of stuff. But you lock into those things that really bring you light so that you can then bring light into the world. I know we're getting pretty mushy here, but I just got so motivated this week by ET's statement, and it meant a lot to me. And when my clients come in, they mean a lot to me. It's important that I'm a big fan of my clients, because sometimes my clients don't think the best of themselves. And here's the thing, your human value, your living life value is super high. Your gifts are important, and you do have gifts. And so if no one's told you that this week, I'm telling you that, and you don't have to go in with this huge expectation. Just focus on the simple fact that that purpose in you does exist. There is a purpose in you that wants to be shared and that wants to be expressed. You don't have to know what it is. It's not a big deal just yet. We'll get into this next week a little bit more with a metaphor so I can bring some clarity to you. Okay, that's all I have for you this week. Stay safe and be well this week. I'm thankful for you today, my friends. If you want to be a part of a community where you can learn how to stress less and grow more, you can find our community at Mind Garden Community on Instagram and Facebook. Again, you've been lovely today. I'm glad to have you with us.